Virtual. Okay, right. So let me welcome you all at this virtual version of the Women at the Intersection of Maths and Theoretical Physics. It's great to see you all. I would obviously rather see you in person, but failing that, I hope you enjoy this event and I hope you profit a lot from it. This is all very experimental. We haven't done this kind of event before, but yeah, let's hope that we all have really good time and we have a lot of discussions, a lot of ideas, and we come out of it with some new inspiration. Okay, so let's get started. Now, maybe Bianca could say a few words as well, and Sylvie and Theo, I also see Anne. So Bianca.
Hi, I'm Bianca. I'm happy to see you all here. It's unfortunately in a virtual event, but we will try to have fun and have lots of interactions, and I'm looking forward to that. Sylvie, do you want to continue?
Yes, so it's also very nice for me to be with you virtually. This is the fourth of a series of events of this type. The first one in a virtual version. And I'd like to address my special thanks to Kasia, to Bianca, to Theo, who did a huge amount of work, and also Anne, for this to make this possible. Thank you to you all.
Yes, so hello to everybody. I'm very pleased to meet you all, those I know and those who I don't know yet. I'm sitting in Durham, north of England, so the background to my Zoom here is a little bit misleading, but you need everything you can to keep your spirits up. So yes, I hope it's going to be very profitable for everybody, but especially for the early career young women that we have with us. So good.
Theo?
I'm Theo. This is my first time helping out with this this ongoing workshop, but I think it'll be a really good program. And I think I should be the one to say this. So there are a small number it's always true at every conference that men tend to occupy the discussion. And so this has a risk of being true here, even though it's a Women in the Intersection of Mathematics and Theoretical Physics conference. And so I just want to remind everybody to like pay attention and step forward or step back as needed.
Thank you. Don't see any more organizers. So let me get started with the program. So it's my pleasure to introduce the first chairperson of this conference, Renate Loll. And thank you, Renate, for agreeing to do this. Everybody knows Renate, but I'm still going to introduce her. So she's a professor at the Nijmegen University in the Institute of Mathematics, Astrophysics and Particle Physics. And she also holds the Distinguished Visiting Research Chair at PI. So she's a frequent visitor in the real and virtual PI these days. So she received her PhD from Imperial College, and since then she has been in many places doing wonderful things. I would like to just mention the Heisenberg Fellowship at the Max Planck Institute for Gravitational Physics in Gom, and the professorship at Utrecht University, which is, by the way, where I met her the first time. I was absolutely mesmerized by her talk about causal dynamical triangulations, which is the field of research she pioneered and led over the years, and is, it has developed into something really amazing. So once again, thank you, Renate, for agreeing to be here with us and share your expertise, share your ideas, and the floor is yours.
Kasia, thank you. I'm overwhelmed here by such an introduction. And well, so you are setting the tone, not me. As I was just warned, I am as the first chair of the first session of this conference. So it's my pleasure to do this. So we'll have an intriguing mix of topics at the intersection of mathematics and theoretical physics, from symmetries and particle physics to invariance for three-dimensional manifolds, to the role of information theory in geometry and gravity.